In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk local football. That name's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
No, it does not.
And so does Kevin Sheehan.
That's
Kevin
a great name.
Sheehan Show over on the Team 980. Kevin, pretty stunning development today out in Ashburn. Jaden Daniels.
Can you believe it?
Not Marcus Mariota, named starting quarterback.
Shocked. Just couldn't believe it. And good for Jaden Daniels to go out there and win the spot. I mean, I think we were all expecting Mariota to be... No.
Him or Driscoll? I honestly
Driscoll,
thought,
I played them both.
I thought Driscoll was the guy.
You know, this is what we all expected. I mean, it's you know, you can debate whether or not they should have done it like Chicago did it right from the jump or now. I don't really care. I think we were headed towards this. And you heard, I'm sure, in Quinn's press conference, him talk about kind of laying down the foundation for having to earn it. So 10 years from now, when they're out looking for the quarterback to replace Jaden Daniels, they can tell that guy Jaden Daniels had to earn it his rookie of the year, his rookie season when he made rookie of the year. I mean, there's some presumption there, but I'm all on board. I think it's going to go well.
What'd you see from him in preseason game number two? What'd you like? What'd you not like?
Well, I mean, I think the same thing last week. He's poised. He's cool. What you see is what you watched last year. He can really throw the football. It was all quick game, as you guys know. I mean, they're not dropping him back. They're not play action, taking shots. You know, I think the one shot he took was to Diami. The one actual drop back was the 3rd and 12 check down to Bates of the throws that he had in preseason. So they're not showing us anything about what we'll see when we get to the regular season. But, man, he sees it, he processes it, he gets it out quickly, he gets it out accurately. You know, who is he playing? I don't know if any of these guys will be in the NFL. You know, nobody's game planning for anything. But all the skill stuff that you saw in college with him throwing the football, where a lot of the conversation was about his running ability and his dynamic playmaking ability. But, you know, watching him get closely, as many people did, you knew he could sling it. And I think we've seen some of that.
Yeah, very accurate. Ball placement's been exceptional. And I do like operating in quick game. You can't do it exclusively like they have. You know, it's not going to be sustainable to have a 1.9-second time to release all year. Lowest in the league last year was about 2.4. But he's going to be able to do this, and we've seen it. The other part of it that we haven't seen is going to be the real tell, and I'm excited for that. How about wide receiver really quickly, Kev? Jahan Dotson with this coaching staff clearly still has a lot to prove, and I don't think one catch, 3 yards, 2 targets necessarily helped him a ton over the weekend. What do you think eventually his role looks like?
Let me just say this real quickly. You can quick game your way to a lot of wins in the NFL.
Yeah,
you know, the 49ers did it. It helps to have Jerry Rice and Roger Craig and John Taylor and Brent Jones. But yeah, you know, I don't think there's much clarity after Terry McLaurin. Maybe Zacchaeus, you know, as a slot guy. But we've been listening to Dan Quinn for 2 weeks now talk about wide receiver two, get asked about wide receiver two, get asked specifically about Jahan Dotson. And I don't think they've got it figured out. Now, you know, does that mean that there's reason to be legitimately concerned? I guess so, but it's also possible that some of these guys are just gamers and we won't see it and they won't see it until they start playing real games. I still think Dotson's got talent. I'm not going to come off of that. Hopefully he gives Quinn and Kingsbury, you know, the effort, the urgency, the competitiveness that they want to see, because I think that's kind of part of what's going on there. But, yeah, I mean, right now, going into the season, if you're looking for the best possible supporting cast around a rookie quarterback, you are okay, and it's reasonable to have concerns about the wide receiver group.
Kevin, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, boys.
See you, brother.
Kevin Sheehan, the Kevin Sheehan Show, right here with us on our Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.